Hello everyone and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter and you've come to the right place today.
Yes, you have. Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Are you guys ready to start? Our topic is Around Town.
And the title of our lesson is At the Museum. At the Museum.What do you like to see at the museum?
Well, Peter, I like to see really old things that people used in their houses, like old plates, old bowls, and old clothes.
Wow! Well, I like to look at old oil paintings, mostly from Europe. Friends, we are going to have a very cool lesson today, so let's get started. Here's our Read It.
Rob has a package for Susie. There is a ticket for the art museum inside. Susie is doing a report on the new exhibit there. Alex likes museums. His favorite is the National Palace Museum in Taipei. It has a lot of wonderful paintings, jade and porcelain. Rob likes dinosaur exhibits at history museums.
Thank you, Marie. So, when you were a kid, did you like going to museums?
I did, Peter, but a lot of the times I thought museums were a little boring, but now I'm very interested in them.
Right, I think as a kid sometimes they can be boring or you spend a long time there. But today we will learn about some very cool things at the museum, and Susie is going there today. How exciting!Well, friends, here's Christina with our key words.
Hello, 我们今天要聊的是博物馆 museum. 一开始 Rob 拿了一个包裹要给 Susie. He has a package for Susie. 名词 package 就是包裹。原来包裹里有 art museum, 美术馆的入场券。Susie 要去美术馆做一个报道。Susie is doing a report on the museum. 名词 report 就是报道。那是什么样的报道呢？原来美术馆将有一个新的展览。There is a new exhibit. 名词 exhibit 就是展览或展示。这个字的 H 不发音，念成 exhibit。Alex 讲到台北的故宫博物院，它里面展览的东西很多，其中包括有各种不同的玉。玉是 jade， 它是不可数名词。A 发的音是长音的 A, 所以我们一起来念念看 Jade, Jade. You will see beautiful jade in the museum. 讲到博物馆 ,Rob 说他喜欢看历史博物馆里的恐龙展。恐龙就是 dinosaur. Rob likes the dinosaur exhibit at the history museums.
Hi, Susie. I have something for you.
Oh? What is it?
It's a package from Linda.
Thanks. Let's see what is inside. It's a ticket.
What is it for?
It is a ticket to the art museum. I'm doing a report there.
Oh? What is your report about?
It's about a special art show. I can't wait to see it.
Susie gets a package. I get mail all the time, but I don't get packages very often.
Packages. Packages have things in them. During Christmas, I get packages in the mail. They have presents inside.
But this package is for work. I wonder what's inside. Maybe Christina can help us find out.
Susie 说来看看里面是什么吧。Let's see what is inside. 在这个句子里 ,what 不是疑问句,因为这个不是问句。在文法上它是一个关系代名词,而 what is inside 是一个名词子句做 see 的受词。类似的句型像是 ,tell me what is in the box, 告诉我盒子里有什么。 这里的 what is in the box 就是名词子句做 tell 的受词。再来看几个例句。I know who is behind the door. 我知道谁在门后面。或者 I don't care who sits next to you. 我不在意谁坐在你旁边。
Thanks, Christina. But she really didn't help us find out what's inside the package. The package has a ticket inside. A ticket lets you inside of building and events.
Yeah, when you see a movie at the mall, what do you need? That's right, you need a movie ticket.
Well, I have a ticket right here.
Oh, is that a concert ticket? Are you going to listen to music?
No.
Oh, well then, what is it for?
Yes, exactly.
Peter, what is it for?
Right again. What is it for? It's for today's
calendar phrase.
What is it for?
What is it for? 那是要做什么的？
Oh, I got a ticket.
What is it for?
It came in the mail.
What is it for?
It's an expensive ticket.
Ooh, what is it for? A museum? A movie?
No. It's for driving too fast.
Oh, that kind of ticket. Too bad.
What is it for?
What is it for? 那是要做什么的？
This is a great question to practice. Do you want to know what something is for? Just use our calendar phrase.
Susie's ticket is for the museum. That's fun. She gets to go. But it is for work. She is doing a report at the museum.
Susie does reports for work. She learns about a place, then writes and talks about that place.That is called a report.
And this will be a fun report. There is a special art show there.
Wow! When you see something like paintings at a museum, it is called a show. And this one is very special. Maybe they are paintings that are new.
Well, we'll learn more about this in Conversation B. Let's watch it together.
Hi, Susie. Where are you going?
I'm going to the art museum's new exhibit.
Oh, cool.
Do you like museums?
Yes, I do. My favorite museum is the National Palace Museum in Taipei.
What do they have there?
They have a lot of wonderful paintings, jade and porcelain.
So there is a lot to see.
Yes, you can spend hours there.
We learned that Susie is doing a report on a special show at the art museum.
Wait a minute, you said a special show? But now she says she has seen an exhibit.
Yeah.That's the same thing. An exhibit is the same thing as a show. It's just a bigger word.
Oh, very nice. We are learning big words like exhibit. There are many exhibits at the museum. These exhibits show the art.
Do you have a favorite museum? Alex does. He likes the National Palace Museum in Taipei.Peter, have you been to this museum?
I have been to this museum. It is very big and has a lot of art from all over Asia. You should go there sometime.
Hey, I've been there too. I went with my family. There were many tourists there. I liked it, but it was very crowded. Most big cities have really nice museums, though.
That's right. I like going to museums in the big cities. So what does the National Palace Museum have? Well, they have
wonderful paintings.
I was going to say that. The museum also has
jade.
Marie, come on.
Oh, and it has porcelain too. Oh, sorry, Peter. I was just too excited.
Fine. Well, there is a lot to see there. Paintings, porcelain, jade. Friends, I think you should go there and see everything.
I think you should too. Hey, maybe I'll go again.
Maybe you can go during the break. I don't know if we have enough time. Friends, we're going to take a short break right now. See you soon. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the show. So, Marie, do you have a favorite museum?
I do, Peter. My favorite museum is the Met, right in New York City. It's a huge museum filled with wonderful old items.
Wow, I love the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. You should check out both of those museums. But right now, we need to go to our next conversation.
Do you like going to museums, Taylor?
Sure. I like visiting museums. They can be fun. Why do you ask, Rob?
I was just wondering. Susie and I were just talking about museums.
Oh, okay. Do you like museums?
Yes. I love museums. History museums are my favorite.
Really? Why?
I like dinosaur exhibits.
Dinosaurs are fun and interesting.
So we talked a little bit about museums. I remember visiting museums when I was a kid. I didn't like visiting museums, but now I like visiting museums. I also like visiting Rebecca. So let's see what she has to say.
Hey friends, here's your favorite part of the entire lesson. Yes, you get to learn a new grammar point. We are going to learn a very special word today called a gerund. A gerund is a verb used as a noun, and this type of verb always has an ing. For example, I like playing. Playing is the gerund. Or he enjoys swimming. Here, swimming is the gerund. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Now, there are lots of things I like. I like learning. I like reading. I like talking with friends.
When you were a kid, did you like visiting museums?
I did not like visiting museums, Peter, when I was a kid because I thought they were boring.
Well, what kinds of museums do you like?
I like history museums. You can learn many things there. You can learn about how people used to live, things that already happened, and about famous people, too.
Well, what do you like to look at these history museums?
I love looking at the clothes. It is interesting to see what people used to wear.
Really? Just the clothes?
No, Peter. There is more than just clothes. You just asked me about my favorite part.
Okay. I was just joking. But hey, this word just is pretty important. Let's take a closer look at it.
Taylor想知道Rob为什么会讲到博物馆这个话题。 Rob 回答他, I was just wondering. Susie and I were just talking about museums. 这两个句子里都有 just 这个副词, 可是他们的传达意思不一样。 I was just wondering, 我只是在想知道而已。这个 just 是只是 only 的意思。而第二句 Susie and I were just talking about museums. Susie 和我刚刚才聊到博物馆。所以这个句子里的 just 是刚刚的意思。所以同样一个字可以有不同的意思和用法哦。现在请你听听看这个句子，然后告诉我它表达的是只是还是刚刚。He just came in 2 minutes ago. 所以这个 just 是对了，是刚刚的意思。他2分钟前才刚进来。那这个句子呢？ He is just a little boy. 这个 just 是只是，他只是一个孩子而已。答对了吗？
Thank you, Christina. So our friends are talking about museums. Susie is going to an art museum. But there are more than just art museums. There are other kinds.
That's right. I love visiting museums like the ones that have dinosaurs in them. Where I am from, we have many, many dinosaur bones in our museums. Some are really big.
Wow, Peter, that sounds very exciting. You know what else sounds exciting? Reviewing our keywords. Let's do that right now.
Okay, here's our first keyword of the day. Package. Package. Put the book in the package.
Report. Report. My report is about bikes.
Exhibit. Exhibit. There's a new exhibit at the museum.
Jade. Jade. Those are beautiful jade earrings.
Dinosaur. Dinosaur. Dinosaurs are big and scary. Okay, friends, maybe you can go to a museum and practice those keywords. But now we can review our conversations one more time.
Hi, Susie. I have something for you.
Oh? What is it?
It's a package from Linda.
Thanks. Let's see what is inside. It's a ticket.
What is it for?
It is a ticket to the art museum. I'm doing a report there.
Oh? What is your report about?
It's about a special art show. I can't wait to see it.
Hi, Susie. Where are you going?
I'm going to the art museum's new exhibit.
Oh, cool.
Do you like museums?
Yes, I do. My favorite museum is the National Palace Museum in Taipei.
What do they have there?
They have a lot of wonderful paintings, jade and porcelain.
So there is a lot to see.
Yes, you can spend hours there.
Do you like going to museums, Taylor?
Sure, I like visiting museums. They can be fun.
Why do you ask, Rob?
I was just wondering. Susie and I were just talking about museums.
Oh, okay. Do you like museums?
Yes, I love museums. History museums are my favorite.
Really? Why?
I like dinosaur exhibits.
Dinosaurs are fun and interesting.
Hey, you have a package. What's inside?
A lot of great things. Interesting things. And valuable things.
Like what?
Well, look. I have something made of jade.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
And I have something made of porcelain.
Ooh, that's nice too.
Yeah, and I have a big bone.
A bone?
Yeah, that bone is a dinosaur bone.
Ginger, where did you get these things?
From the new exhibit at the museum.
Ginger, did you take these things from the exhibit?
No, I bought them from the gift shop. They're not real.
Careful what you do and say. Some are right and some are wrong. Know the difference and you'll be strong. Know the difference and you'll be strong.
You'll be strong.
Right or wrong, what should I do?
What should I do?
The answer's really up to you. There are many things that come away, so be careful what you do and say. Some are right and some are wrong. Know the difference and you'll be strong. Know the difference and you'll be strong.
Friends, thank you for joining us today. You know, I was thinking about another great place at the museums, and that's the gift shops.
Oh, the gift shops. That's my favorite part of the museum.
That's right, because you can go shopping there.
Yes, you can, and you can buy many gifts for your friends. You can buy cups, jewelry, and postcards.
And we'll talk more about that tomorrow. So friends, we'll see you then. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.